Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I've got some things I want to say. It's just you and me. And I want to talk about community banks. And the idea of behind what I want to tell you is that it's important to understand that a community bank is not a little big bank. You know, Wall Street's too big to fail banks. You know who they are. They're too big to fail banks were the parents of the 2008 financial crisis. They created that crisis. They were the big drivers of that crisis. But one size fits all reform reaction to the crisis by Congress and by regulators has been turning Main Street banks into collateral damage as if they were too small to matter. And here's why anything that I want to talk about why anything that unnecessarily burdens community banks, anything that unnecessarily burdens community banks should concern you, small business owner, should concern every small business owner. At the end of 2012, there were over 7,000 banks insured by the FDIC, actually 7,092 to be exact, banks in America insured by the FDIC, of which 6,201 were community banks with less than $1 billion in assets. Any particular bank would have less than $1 billion in assets. 87% of the banks in America were community banks. And these banks are classified, by the way, as far as size is concerned, they're classified by assets, their size, whether they're a large bank or a small bank or how they are, they rank themselves by size. And the average community bank has just over $200 million in assets. By comparison, Citicorp and Wells Fargo, two big banks, each are the size of all the 6,200 community banks combined. So think about that. 6,200 banks together, all their assets are the size of either Citicorp or either Wells Fargo. And there are some banks that are bigger than them. Small business owners don't care much about a bank's asset size, right? We don't care about that. But small businesses do care very much about certain bank characteristics that manifest uniquely in a community bank as their special sauce. The special sauce that small business owners need so much from a community bank is relationship banking. To a small business, a community bank is defined as locally owned and managed. The community bank takes into account a small business's the small business owner's character when making business loan decisions, and a community bank decides small business loan decisions by local committee, not credit scoring by a computer. Local loan committee decisions, not credit scoring by some computer in some town somewhere else. So that's the definition of small business owners think of for community banks. This is important, this definition, because by definition, all small businesses are undercapitalized. You've heard me say that many times before. So how does this translate out on Main Street? Well, sooner or later, and more often than not, you and I, small business owners, will need to avail ourselves of a community bank's special sauce, which is relationship banking. ICBA, the Independent Community Bankers of America, have report that even though community banks have only 20% of bank assets, and hold less than 20% of the total deposits. That's an FDIC number. Even though they're only, you know, 20% of assets and 20% of deposits, they make almost 60% of the small business loans. And as you may know, I think I've reported this to you before, this tracks very closely with our own research, because recently in our online poll, we asked you about your banking relationships, and 53% told us that your primary bank, including for loans, was a community bank. So community banks are not big, but they're very important to you and me, small business owners. A recent FDIC study also confirmed that community banks serve all main streets. Of the more than 3,000 counties, there were like 3,100 and something counties in the U.S., 20%, over 600 counties in America are served only by community banks. There are no big bank branches there at all. Community banks serve all main streets. So, bank loans are the largest source of growth capital for America's small businesses. You've heard me say that many times before. You've heard me tell you that the three sources of capital for a small business to grow on is capital from the owner, from the shareholders, retained earnings, which is really hard to that comes from profits, and those are hard fought and hard to come by. And the third one is bank loans. So where's the most money going to come from? They're going to come from banks. Small business owners rely on bank loans more than anything else for their growth capital. And these are the same people, these small business owners, who just happen to create over half of the U.S. economy and employ over half of our workers. So, when you've got, if you remember when I started out, I pointed out that the big banks, the Congress and regulators are treating little banks as if they were big banks. One size fits all. But my friends, regulating Main Street banks, the same as Wall Street's too big to fail banks, puts by association, by direct connection, puts in jeopardy America's small businesses. And I believe also that means that they would put into jeopardy the economy. Small businesses and community banks are the twin pillars of America's Main Street economy. We cannot regulate small banks the same way we regulate big banks. Tell your member of Congress that, folks. If you're a small business owner, you have a vested interest in this. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.